My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, recovering from just like irritability. Yeah, I think last week I said annoyances and irritability, so there's a theme moving. Pray for me. Truly. North Korea, there is a communist dictator by the name of Kim Jong-un. Pray for him too, speaking of. He is developing nuclear weapons. He hates the U.S., and so he is, as often as he can, sending up intercontinental ballistic missiles, trying to see their distance and trajectory. They've developed what they say is a nuclear weapon, testing it underground. They're able to test the seismic vibrations as a result, knowing that it's not an earthquake. It actually is a nuclear weapon that he's developed, and he says that he can reach the continental U.S. He's making these threats. I'm sure if you've read the news, you're aware of this. Hawaii is on the end of the spear as far as enemies to the Asian Pacific. Like, they're familiar with that from Pearl Harbor and what went down there. And so, you know, they're already a little keyed up as they hear that there's an intercontinental ballistic missile and nuclear capabilities, which is a little unfortunate combination of events, because if you have been paying attention to news additionally, a week ago on Saturday, this past Saturday on the 13th, the residents of Hawaii, everyone in the state who had a cellular phone, received this text message. It says, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek shelter immediately. This is not a drill. They got that at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And so you can imagine what happened. If you haven't watched the news, let me depict it for you. Highways instantly slammed to a screeching halt. People bailed out of running cars and were running for shelter. People took off the cover of manholes and jumped down into the sewage system. People were going into any building they could find. They were sending text ones to loved ones like, I don't know what's going on. I want you to know I love you. Seek shelter immediately. People from the continental U.S. sending it also like, what's going on? What are you talking about, everyone? People were Googling how to take shelter from a nuclear bomb, like mass pandemonium. Now, as you know, nothing happened, right? 38 minutes later, they received another text that said that was a false alert. Oops, sorry, government worker, gone wild. There's literally a drop-down menu in the government alerts. They've shown this on the news now where it says, amber alert, tsunami alert, hurricane alert, high waves at the North Shore alert, and then one is missile alert. And it's literally on a drop-down menu like you would select, colors of shoes on Amazon. That's how simple you could make this mistake between high waves and nuclear inbound interballistic missile. It's like this employee selected it and sent it out to all of them. So as everyone was taking shelter, one individual chose not to. And this was the text message that he sent. So there's the alert. Yeah, I know. People ran out screaming at breakfast. That's crazy. What did you do? The line went down, so I got more food at the buffet. Cleared the place out. Dude. So that guy clearly is very self-assured about his eternity. Was not concerned one bit. Was just like, I mean, everyone goes screaming. He's like, sweet, more pancakes for me. Goes up to the buffet and just binges, and it's like, dude, what are you doing? What if that was real? Just doesn't care at all. He's getting one last good meal with some Belgian waffles or something. Here's the crazy thing. There's another text alert that's been sent out. There's a text alert that's been sent out that makes the Hawaii one look like a joke. I mean, everyone's like, oh, that crazy government employee, and everyone was taking shelter, and this was crazy. I mean, what if it would have been real? There is a text alert that has gone out. It's gone out to the entire world, this text alert that makes nuclear bombs look like a joke, look like a matchstick or a spark compared to what's to come. See, God has sent out a text alert to all of us, to the entire world, saying that there is a day of judgment coming and God will judge the world by fire. This world will be engulfed, much like the flood that happened the first. Now there will be a flood of fire and this world will be gone. But immortal souls will not. See, because that's the least of it. They will pass through that fire into immortality, and they will stand before the great white throne judgment. They will stand before God. himself, and they will be judged. And then they will be sent to the lake of fire, it says in Revelation 20. It says in 1 Thessalonians 1:10 that Jesus saves us from the wrath that is to come. Now here's the thing. Preaching about hell and God's wrath is not one of the most popular messages. People oftentimes will shrink back to it. But how horrible would it be if there actually was an inbound missile to Hawaii and someone knew about it and they didn't send that alert? They're just like, eh, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. And yet we know that God's wrath will be poured out one day and that there is a reality of heaven and hell. You see, Satan would love for us. Satan's there and he's saying about this text alert that has gone out about God's coming judgment. Satan wants us to believe, no, 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 that's not, it's a false threat. It's a false text. That's a government mistake. That's some old Hebrew and Jewish and Christian scriptures. That's not a real threat. That's a false alert. Go eat your buffet. Are you kidding me? Go eat your buffet of porn and sleeping with your girlfriend, getting your divorce. Go eat your buffet of eating disorder. Go eat your buffet of racism. You get your buffet of drugs and alcohol like I did for 12 years. Get your buffet. It's a false alert. There's nothing but goodness to come for everybody in this life and forever in the next when you die. It's a false alert. That's what Satan is lying to every single one of us and everyone who's not in this room. But the Bible says, as people are taking refuge in manholes and cars and buildings and everywhere else, that there is one refuge. Romans 6:23, you'll see the verse on the screen. It says, for the wages of sin is death. We can be certain that our sin will result in death in this life and then forever in the next in a place called hell that I hope and I pray not a single one of us would go. And that's the bad news. But God never leaves it with the bad news. He gives us shelter. He gives us a sure shelter to save us from the wrath that is to come. And he says, but the free gift, you don't have to work for it. You don't have to get cleaned up for it. It is yours tonight if you want it. Take shelter in Jesus tonight. The free gift of eternal life is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is a gift from God, the one true God. There's not many paths up the mountain. You can't find it from Allah or Vishnu or Buddha or anybody else. It is found in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is our Savior and our Master. There is safe shelter in him. He will save you from hell in this life and forever in the next. And that is the promise of eternal life. And Jesus, that's what we proclaim here at Regeneration, which is to be born again, made new. The threat is real. It's not a false warning. But there is a true Savior, Jesus, who died for your sins and rose again so that you can have eternal life now and forever. Find him tonight. If you don't know him, find someone with one of these tags and ask them, how can I be sure? How can I take shelter in Jesus? Because we don't know the day that we're going to die or the day that Christ returns. So take shelter in him tonight.